turn with me to page 20 of that of the Three Forms of Unity book that's there. It's Heidelberg Catechism questions 80, 81, and 82, Lord's Day number 30. Let us read responsively. Question number 80. What difference is there between the Lord's Supper and the Pope's Mass? The Lord's Supper testifies to us that we have full forgiveness of all our sins by the one sacrifice of Jesus Christ, which He Himself once accomplished on the cross, and that by the Holy Spirit we are engrafted into Christ, who with His true body is now in heaven at the right hand of the Father and is there to be worshipped. But the Mass teaches that the living and the dead do not have forgiveness of sins through the sufferings of Christ unless Christ is still daily offered for them by the priest, and that Christ is bodily under the form of bread and wine and therefore to be worshipped in them. And thus the Mass at bottom is nothing else than a denial of the one sacrifice and suffering of Jesus Christ and an accursed idolatry. Who are to come to the table of the Lord? Those who are displeased with themselves for their sins, yet trust that these are forgiven them and that their remaining infirmity is covered by the suffering and death of Christ, who also desire more and more to strengthen their faith and to amend their life. But the impenitent and hypocrites eat, drink judgment to themselves. Are they then also to be admitted to the supper who show themselves by their confession and life to be unbelieving and ungodly? No, for thereby the covenant of God is profaned and His wrath provoked against the whole congregation. Therefore, the Christian church is bound, according to the order of Christ and His apostles, to exclude such persons by the office of the keys until they amend their lives. So here we, in question 82, it talks about the office of the keys, and questions 83, 84, 85, we'll be covering that next week. We are speaking here concerning the means of grace, and one of those means is the sacraments. Questions numbers 66 through this 82 have been focusing on these two sacraments that Christ has instituted, the Lord's Supper and also baptism. And we're coming to the end of this study on the Lord's Supper in particular. And we remember that when this particular teaching tool, this catechism, the word itself means a teaching, when it was written by theologians and a pastor, and even it is said by the prince of the era and the time, as he is bringing Reformation to Heidelberg, not only the city, but that surrounding area as well. And they had been through, they were Roman Catholic, then they had become Lutheran, and then now they are Reformed. And so there was a need to set out exactly the difference between, as the Reformed, or I believe biblically, looking at the Lord's Supper and that which was practiced before. And so question number 80, when we listen to it in the 21st century in America, it's very offensive. It's very, very strongly worded. And yet the statements are, I believe, true. And that is that we have especially the focus of full forgiveness of all our sins by the one sacrifice of Jesus Christ, which He Himself once accomplished on the cross. That Christ died once. His blood was shed once, and we have full forgiveness in Him. I don't know how much, is that comforting to you? That you do not have to be like the Old Testament saints? Every time you sin, you have to bring another sacrifice? Imagine what that was like. You offer a bull or a sheep, wasn't cheap. You walk outside, somebody bumps you or whatever, something happens, you get mad. You get angry, something happens. Oh no, I got to turn around and offer another one. And it would be a never-ending process of going sacrificing and sacrificing if you were really sensitive to your sins. No, all of those pointed to the one sacrifice of Jesus Christ, which he accomplished once on the cross. Notice also that we are engrafted into Christ and that Christ is in heaven and we are to worship him there. And so one of the great blessings for us is that we are in heaven right now in the Spirit on this his day. He calls us to himself. And so we are greatly, greatly blessed in Christ. The focus is Jesus Christ, his sacrifice, his sufferings, his life, his righteousness. He is our Savior. And so the question then arises, well, who is to come to the table of the Lord? Our only sinless people? No, we come as sinners. Displeased with our sins, trust that they are forgiven, and even in the struggles and our infirmities, we desire to be strengthened. And so we come to be strengthened by God, by Christ, through this sacrament. We come understanding that this is a serious matter. For the keys must be exercised for the church to stay pure. And so we have before us some challenging statements, but yet application of the truth of the Word of God. Amen? Amen.